Hi, it's Katrina from Wholesome Ireland. It's Tuesday, the 5th of February, 2013. And today it snowed. Well, actually, this morning it snowed. And for us, that's a very, very unusual occurrence. Where I live is about 200, 300 metres from the shoreline. And because it's on the coast of the Irish Sea, it's very unusual for us to get any snow at all. Normally what'll happen is because of the breezes coming from the sea, it'll kind of skip over us and then hit sort of the townlands at least 2 miles, 2-5 miles away. But this morning we got a heavy dumping of snow. We got about 3 to 4 centimetres. I got woken up very early this morning by a super excited 4-year-old who had never seen, or not that he had never seen, but couldn't remember a heavy dumping of snow like this before. And he was dying to go out in it. So 7:30 in the morning, he was out and about in the back garden. He didn't last very long. He came straight back in after about 2 minutes. He tried to make a couple of snowballs and came in to tell me that the snow was very cold and he couldn't understand why it was cold. So when I sent him off upstairs to get dressed so he could go out and play in the snow, he was terrified that the snow was going to melt in the time it took him to get dressed. And it's not that he takes that long to get dressed at all. It's just that snow is such an unusual occurrence around here. Often we'll see it falling and it just won't stick. So it's now, what time is it? It's 3:10 in the afternoon. The sky is darkening over a little bit. I wouldn't be surprised if we do get another bit of snow, but the temperature has risen outside enough for it all to be melted. There's not even a little bit of slush out there. I can't see any snow left whatsoever. So it was short-lived. We may get some snow overnight. We may get some ice. I'm not sure, but it's certainly not the kind of weather to be out and planting in the raised beds in. So in the meantime, I'm inside and I'm cooking up a storm. New on the blog today, I've got some dosa, Indian style pancakes. They're not classic dosa because I just don't have the space to ferment a proper dosa batter. But I added some dried yeast to it, so it takes 3 hours as opposed to the minimum of 3 days you'd need for dosa. They're really delicious. I prefer it with kind of like a quick cucumber pickle. That's my Nana's recipe and I've actually put it up on the blog. My husband prefers the dosa with some egg on top and then pop it in under the grill to finish with some freshly chopped chilies, some seasoning like salt, pepper, and the dosa themselves have a little bit of paprika in them. So there is an awful lot more recipes to come. I've had recipes backed up and backed up. At the moment in the oven, I've got a fabulous pork belly slow cooking. Low and slow is the way to go when it comes to pork belly on the bone. Put it in about 2 hours ago. I'll take it out about kind of 4:30, 5-ish. It's kind of in a steam bath, which I've created with the aid of tinfoil and a grill pan. I'll take it out, I'll take the tinfoil off, I'll pat it dry, and then I'll drain off the fat and the water from underneath the grill pan. Then I'll whack up the oven to super, super high to get the crackling from the pork belly, which is something that we all fight over. And the 4-year-old has requested that I serve it up with some homemade baked beans, which I will put up in the blog in the next couple of days, fingers crossed. And he wants some rice as well. I've no idea what he got in school today, actually. He came back and he told me that he had rice, but there was too much oil in it and he didn't like it and it wasn't the same as what I made. So I must ask his teacher what they gave him. I wouldn't be surprised if it was milk pudding. He, like me, is a little bit lactose intolerant, so when it comes to rice puddings and stuff like that, he wouldn't be able to tolerate eating it. It's something that he would instantly kind of want to spit out. Anyway, so I'm back. As you can hear, I'm falling over myself talking. I've been really, really removed from things social media wise. Not that I've been removed from things socially. I've, you know, had a great amount of help in the house that I'm very, very grateful for, and help with the boys. But from a point of view of tweeting and Facebook and Audio Boo and all the other things that I really enjoy, I'm just delighted to be back and back blogging and back in the groove. So whatever you're doing today, if you're in Ireland, I hope you're keeping warm and dry. If wherever you are, have a great day and I'll talk to you soon. Whoops, I almost forgot. I was talking about all these wonderful recipes and I forgot to say my blog. It's wholesomeireland.com. You'll find me over on Twitter as @wholesomeie and you'll find me on Facebook as Wholesome Ireland. And of course, you're probably listening to me here on Audio Boo, and you'll also find me over on iTunes.